Well, the big problem is really about capacity and scalability. You know, we've talked before on your guys' show about OMB and HHS are really expecting a huge surge in the number of grant applications coming from the Recovery Act. Mm-hmm. And really, the system still and has not been prepared to handle this surge. As you read just before, the average week, they get about 4,000 grant applications. That was for 2008. Mm-hmm. 1 week last month, they got 11,000 in a week. So that's an incredible uptick. They're not built to handle it. They haven't been built to handle it. And they really have to figure a way, okay, how do we do something so the process doesn't get bogged down? Remember, we're talking about billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars coming from the Stimulus Recovery Act, you know, package. And, mm-hmm. and they got to make sure it gets out there. And most of it, the big chunk of it's coming through grants. Remember, grants have two functions. Grants.gov has two functions, find and apply. The find function, from what I've been told, works perfectly. You can find it. It's like FedDizOps. It's like some of the other ones out there. You go on, it does its job. It's the apply function that's the problem. From what I'm being told from both inside government and outside vendors is that the apply function uses Adobe Forms, and the common complaint is that it just slows the system down. It really bogs the system
because
down.
Because it's Adobe?
Because it's a PDF form that you're filling out that then you're uploading. Adobe, I don't think, has anything to do with it personally.
It just happens to be the form
they use.
But I think it's the software. It's an old software from a perspective that they thought about this grants.gov back in early 2000, 2001. They planned it. They've instituted it. And in some ways, you can argue the technology is back, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old now. And there's other ways, better ways to do it. And I think that's part of what they're doing here is trying to fix that piece of the apply function. Because, okay, if you can imagine that it's bogged down with 4,000 applications.
Yeah.
When we get 11,000, 12,000, yeah. It's just going to slow down even worse.
Three times as bad,
so
you would think.
This is because of the Recovery Act? This is because of the great influx of money? Or is it also because the way the economy is, there may be more people out there or more organizations out there who need the grants?
It's both. The Recovery Act, they blend. But specifically, yeah. But I think that more people are going to be looking for money because... Well,
they need it.
They need it. It's not out there.
They're not getting private donations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a combination. But the Recovery Act is really the big impetus for the improving grants.gov. And let's be clear, grants.gov has had problems for a while. These aren't new problems. They didn't just wake up and say, oops, we have a problem. I mean, they've known about this. But I think there's this really push to do something knowing that the surge is coming this summer.
So what are they doing to solve it?
Well, several things. First, OMB says at least four agencies, the Defense Department, Education Department, Homeland Security, and Justice, will temporarily, and let's stress that word, temporarily, stop using grants.gov. Now, this is fairly significant. OMB has told me that this will offload about 50,000 grant applications expected mm-hmm. off grants.gov, which is a pretty big deal. Now, Tom Gavin, the OMB spokesman, told me that more agencies could also temporarily stop using grants.gov, and they'll know that in a few weeks. So that's the first thing they're doing. They're also trying to address some short-term fixes, including hardware, software, testing, and performance evaluation. So they're really trying to do two things here, reduce the load capacity of grants.gov, but also upgrade its mm-hmm. its back-end system.
What are we going to find out about the cost to do that? And what specifically, when you say upgrade the back-end system, what do we know what that entails?
We do. The cost, OMB Director Peter Orszag put out a memo just late last night and said, and really called out 11 agencies who have not fulfilled their obligations to grants.gov and says, we need another $6.2 million from those 11 agencies.
Oh, my.
And wow. That range anywhere from, National Endowment from the Humanities to the Agriculture Department to, to nine others that are out there. It's about, anywhere from just over $100,000 to $1 million they still owe. What they're going to do with that money, they lay it out very interestingly, is they're going to improve the storage. They're going to improve software so it can handle this capacity. They're going to test to make sure these improvements actually work. They're going to do a lot of change management issues. And then they're going to really look at it from a user's perspective and make sure it's meeting the user's needs. So they laid it out in the memo. We have a link on federalnewsradio.com that really explains it in better detail. But they have big plans and they need to.
So these are the short-term goals. Are they taking a long view?
They are taking a longer view and they have to. The GSA... OMB told me that the General Services Administration is leading an interagency effort that includes the Grants Executive Board, which runs grants.gov and the grants line of business, as well as the Integrated Acquisition Environment Governance Board, which runs FedBizOps and Central Contractor Registration and several other systems, and they're going to, over the next 60 days, develop a roadmap, a plan to basically run a pilot for grants.gov using the fedbizops.gov platform. Now, I asked some vendors about this and said, well, does that make sense? And they said, well, it depends how they're going to use it, because fedbizops is a find function, mm-hmm. not an apply. They've done that on purpose. Each agency kind of has their own procurement system that they accept application or accept bids through.
Right.
So if they're going to try to use it for the apply function, that there's a miss. There's
it's a whole new thing.
Yeah, it's a whole
different. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But
so,
if they're trying to use the back end of it and use the platform, the infrastructure, the scalability, then it makes more sense.
More tomorrow?
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jay Norris. And I already have a story up on federalnewsradio.com.